is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
Everything's not peaceful in Galilee right now. While I'm talking in Nazareth and throughout the nation of Israel and in Lebanon across the border, there is tension and there is battle. There are missiles aimed and there is continuing strife and a lack of peace. And today I want to talk about particularly how not only do we pray for peace in Israel, but how do we share the gospel with our Jewish friends? You know, right now, evangelicals and American Jewish people are standing together for the most part when it comes to supporting Israel in this current struggle in the Middle East. Most evangelicals right now are praying for our Israeli friends, and most of our Jewish friends are doing the exact same thing. And most of us agree that Israel has the right to defend herself against terrorist attacks. But there are some people who say, you know, there's not just the anti-Semitism of terrorists who are warring against Jewish people. There's also anti-Semitism in, well, the gospel. Is it anti-Semitic for us to say we want to not only pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we also want to pray for eternal peace by sharing the gospel with our Jewish friends and neighbors, saying, you know what? The Old Testament promises, the Jewish scriptures point not indefinitely just to anything. They point to a person, Jesus of Nazareth. What I want to ask you is, how do you think that evangelicals can share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our Jewish friends and neighbors in a way that respects Judaism, respects the convictions of our friends, but also is very clear that we believe that salvation comes only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you think that some of our attempts to evangelize Jewish people seem to be anti-Semitic? Why do Jewish people seem to see us as attacking them sometimes when we share the gospel of a Jewish Messiah? How can we do a better job of evangelizing Jewish people with the gospel? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I'd like to ask some of our Jewish listeners, what is it about Christianity that maybe you listen to and you've considered, but you say, you know what, I'm not ready to receive that, and this is why? I want to hear from you. What is it about Christianity that doesn't quite mesh with what you believe the Jewish scriptures teach? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we're talking about Jewish evangelism while Israel is under attack. You listened to me the other day. I support the nation of Israel. I believe that the nation of Israel is completely justified in what Israel is doing right now in fighting against terrorism. And I think we also need to be very, very clear that we understand that ultimate peace for Jews, for Gentiles, for Palestinians, for Lebanese, that ultimate peace comes only through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so while we're praying for a cessation of fighting, we also need to be praying that the gospel would go forward to the Jew first, as the Bible says, and also to the Gentile. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, who is on family vacation right now in the heat of July. He will be back soon, and you can continue to keep up with him via www.albertmohler.com. And, of course, today the news is, as it has been for the past couple of weeks, Beirut, Lebanon, northern Israel, Hezbollah. Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, made a surprise visit to Beirut, and she spoke to Lebanese Prime Minister and other leaders of the Lebanese government, saying that the government of Lebanon has a responsibility to make sure that Hezbollah is reined in. I'll tell you what's really disturbing also. The Syrian ambassador to the U.S., Imad Mustafa, was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday talking about Hezbollah and talking about the terrorist attacks on Israel. And notice what this conversation, what this sounded like. Listen to this.
And you don't deny that you have been sponsoring Hezbollah and that you have furnished weapons to them?
We don't furnish weapons to Hezbollah because we do not produce weapons in Syria. We support Hezbollah because Hezbollah is a national liberation movement. everybody should understand that the issue in the Middle East, the true issue, is the ongoing Israeli occupation of our territories. Syria has time and again invited Israel to engage in peace talks with us and with the Lebanese and with the Palestinians, leading to a comprehensive peace settlement. Well, Israel has flatly rejected this.
A national liberation movement? How can you say this with a straight face? I think this just shows us how tense things are right now in the Middle East when you can have such a conflict of worldviews that the ambassador to the United States of America from the nation of Syria can actually sit there and say that this bloodthirsty group is a national liberation organization. Also in the news today, Los Angeles Times is reporting that people say that community is waning in the United States of America. People say that we're bowling alone, that there's a rise of individualism. Los Angeles Times says, yeah, but what about MySpace friends? Talking about the emergence of online communities. It says, we say that we're increasingly alone and we don't have community, and yet people are IMing each other all the time. People have communities online on the web all of the time. Frankly, I think this is part of the problem. As I've mentioned on this program before, I think there are people who are so absorbed in online existence, in commenting on one another's blogs, on IMing one another, that they don't understand what it means to have a real face-to-face relationship. And that's part of the challenge of our churches and the gospel. Also, the Times of London reporting that in Japan there is gender discrimination, and it is gender discrimination against men. As a matter of fact, the Times says that in Japan, you have some men complaining that they're not treated equal because of the women-only trend of restaurants and clubs in Japan where no men are allowed at all. As a matter of fact, the Times quotes someone saying, if men want not to be discriminated against, they should have better manners. One woman says, they sit so that they take up lots of space, they read newspapers wide open, they leaf through pornography in public, and some are really arrogant too. So, no boys allowed. Really interesting to see how that will work itself out as the war of the sexes continues in Japan. But today, I want to talk about Jewish evangelism. I want to talk about peace, not just in Israel, but peace throughout the world. And I'm not just talking about the end of bombs and the end of guns firing. Instead, I'm talking about eternal peace and everlasting peace. And I specifically want to talk about how we as Christians need to approach our Jewish friends with the gospel. How do we do that in a way that is not offensive, that's not confrontational, but is loving and speaks of a Jesus who came first for Jews and also for Gentiles? What I want to know from you is, how do you think we can best evangelize our Jewish neighbors and friends and coworkers? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. If you were sitting now right now talking to a Jewish friend or a Jewish family member, how would you explain your faith in Jesus Christ? 877-893-TALK, and we will be glad to talk to you. But before we do, we have Scott Hillman, who is the director of Jews for Judaism in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a group that seeks, according to the website, to teach adults and children about the beauty of Judaism, the threat of missionaries and cults, and how to answer these groups' claims. This is not Jews for Jesus. This is Jews for Judaism. And Scott Hillman, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Well, thank you.
It's very good to have you on the program today. As you know, American evangelicals are very, very supportive for the most part of the nation of Israel and really have a focus on our alliances and friendships with our Jewish friends and neighbors. But often the tension comes in when it comes to witnessing to Christianity and sharing the faith. Would you say I'm accurate on that?
I would say that generally you are, although it's actually not the large group that the large group of evangelicals that are problematic. It's those evangelicals that would use any means in order to reach the conclusion of sharing the gospel. We have to really focus in on the fact that groups, as you mentioned, like Jews for Jesus or Chosen People Ministries and various others, we track over 900 in North America alone, that use deception and use very aggressive tactics, as opposed to what you're talking about. You're talking about showing Jesus as a loving figure and sharing the gospel through love. That is a different approach. We're talking here about tactics and methodology as opposed to the fact that, hey, we live in America. If you believe you have the truth and you want to share it with the world, you are more than welcome to. If you were to put up signs that said, Jesus is the answer, convert to Christianity today, you probably would get very few objections.
Mm-hmm.
However, putting up a sign that says, Yeshua is the Messiah, fulfill your Judaism, then you're going to get the Jewish community stepping up and saying, hey, just a moment here. We certainly believe in a free marketplace of ideas, but we also believe in truth in advertising, and that's not truthful.
Well, you know, I disagree with you, Mr. Hillman. I think that's a very honest and straightforward proposition. We believe that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah, and that that's the answer for not only Jews but Gentiles as well. When we come back, Mr. Hillman and I will pick up this issue and talk about, what does it mean to share the gospel? Are you deceptive? Are you anti-Semitic if you say to your Jewish friends, Jesus is the Messiah? But I want to know what you think. Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How do we share the gospel with our Jewish friends? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Moses and Elijah, and Zechariah and Joel promised a future restoration of the nation of Israel. They promised a day of shalom, a day of peace, and Christians say that day has come in Jesus Christ. But there are some of our Jewish friends who say, actually, when you tell me I need to believe in Jesus as Messiah, what you're saying is, we wish you weren't Jewish, we wish you would just go away, and that's really anti-Semitic. And how do you think that we as Christians are to share the gospel with our Jewish friends in a way that's respectful and loving and yet also truthful, saying there is no way of salvation except through Jesus Christ? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program. And frankly, this has to do with a lot more than Judaism. This has to do with how do you stand in a culture like this and say, you know what, we love you, but we think you need to believe in Jesus in order to be with us forever, in order to find true and meaningful and lasting peace. How do you share a truthful gospel without being a jerk? Give me a call at 877-893-8255. And I have on the line Scott Hillman, who is Director of Jews for Judaism in Baltimore, Maryland. And Scott Hillman, you and I, before the break, were having a little bit of a disagreement, because I think that groups like Jews for Jesus and Chosen People Ministries, and I'm sure there are groups that handle evangelism to Jewish people in a bad way, but those groups, as far as I've seen, are just honest in saying we believe that the Hebrew Scriptures point to Jesus as Messiah, and we encourage you to consider that and to believe in that.
Actually, that's not what they say, and that's, although they may purport to say that, what they are saying is, hey, let's take evangelical fundamentalist Christianity, the belief that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's part of a Trinitarian concept, that he is the dead and atoning sacrifice for, blood sacrifice for sin,
mm-hmm.
all of these different concepts that are specifically in the product of a virgin birth, these are Christian concepts, not Jewish ones. You know, I have to say, Billy Graham is a terrific evangelist, certainly a credit to fundamentalist Christianity. And he, way back at Key 73, one of the first large campaigns for evangelism in the States, was very straightforward in saying, you don't have to target people. You present the gospel, and the Holy Spirit moves them to accept it.
Yeah, but
and
I'm not sure
only
what...
that, he further said, when any group, you know, has used an overbearing witness to seek conversions, the Bible calls it zeal without knowledge. So I have to question when you say, oh, no, the methodology is okay,
mm-hmm.
because what kind of witness is it for what you believe to be true if you need to use deception in order to sell it, that you call leaders of these congregations rabbis, that you refuse to call them churches, that you call them synagogues, that you dress up Christianity, you put a kippah on. I mean, doesn't it say in the Christian scripture that every man who has something on his head while praying or prophesizing disgraces his head? And doesn't it also say, but do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher and you are all brothers? others? I mean, why would you use these deceptive forms of evangelism in order to sell what you believe to be the truth and the only way to God?
Well, I would agree with you.
That's the confusion that I have.
If a congregation said, we're not Christian, we're a synagogue, we don't believe in Jesus as Messiah, but they really do, then yeah, that's deceptive. But I also want to tell you, it's not anything new for Christians to say, we believe that Judaism is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is the Jewish Messiah, and we as Gentiles are just grafted onto that. I mean, that really is Christianity all the way from the beginning.
Can I ask, if a Mormon came to your door, mm-hmm. Church of the Latter-day Saints, and said, I'm sorry, you don't understand God's Word. You need this book in order to understand God's Word, even though you have been the people that have an eternal covenant with God for 2,000 years before we showed up.
Yeah.
You don't understand this. You need this in order to fulfill your Christianity. Do you accept them as members of your faith system and your faith community?
No, but they do that all the time.
But what
I do consider is what you're saying true or not? If Mormonism were true...
Well, you and I can both agree that God is not a liar, can't we?
Of course. Of course we can agree.
And you believe that the Hebrew Scripture is the Word of God, correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay,
and
well,
I believe
so
that
do
God. I believe that God.
Made
I believe
an
that God.
Covenant with the Jewish people.
Not with all... Not
he,
does, with,
he says specifically... that he is not a man that he would change.
That's exactly
Therefore,
right.
I can trust
but he,
God's
but
word.
He always says, though, Scott, all the way through those scriptures, that it is with the faithful remnant of Israel. The disagreement that you and I are having is who is that faithful remnant of Israel? And I believe that that faithful remnant is Jesus of Nazareth, that God has kept all of his promises in him.
No, actually, we're having a bigger disagreement. I would say that what you call the Messiah is something totally different than the Jewish concept dating back from Sinai. The entire Jewish scripture, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings do tell a story and do prophesy the coming of a Messiah
mm-hmm.
who will be wholly human, will not have any divine spark to him except for the divine soul that all men share, that he will come, will lead the Jewish people, will lead the world to physical peace, will reunite the Jewish people, all of us, back in the land. All of these things will occur. And yet you're talking about, as you said earlier, Jesus Christ, the product of a virgin birth,
mm-hmm.
the Trinitarian understanding of God, a
right.
divine being. These are things foreign to Judaism. And so that's why there's a Jewish faith system and a Christian faith system. And the two systems have a wonderful heritage. Judaism for the last 3,500 years, Christianity for the last 1,900 years. And someone who tries to blur the boundaries and to say, oh, no, Judaism becomes fulfilled through is the same as someone who's trying to say Christianity can't be fulfilled unless you accept the Book of Mormon.
What do you think, listeners? If you were talking to Scott Hillman about your faith in Jesus Christ, if you were trying to persuade him that Jesus is the Messiah, what would you say? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Scott, one of the things I'd like to ask you, you do counter-missionary training for Jewish people. What do you say to people that you're training to keep them from becoming believers in Christ?
Oh, we don't keep anyone. What we believed in is informed understanding of things. See, one of the problems that the missionaries that we deal with quite frequently is they use mistranslations from our Torah, from the prophets, from the writings. They pull things totally out of context. They bear no relevance to the text which they're trying to direct it to. That they impose upon the Torah, the prophets, the writings, God's word, God's eternal word, they impose such foreign understandings that people have to know what the Torah is about. This is why what we do is proactive Judaism. We, as you may know, in the New York campaign, Jews for Jesus, currently holding a big evangelistic effort in New York, what we were pushing is say yes to Judaism, experience your Judaism, know your Torah, know your Bible, because once you know the Word of God, once you have formed community, then it doesn't matter what other people may or may not say, because you already know you have a personal relationship with God. Actually, Judaism has the original personal relationship with God, which is eternal and given to us by God himself.
Well, Scott, I would say that what I would agree with you on is that God has made an eternal promise to the Jewish people, but I think that God has always said this promise is to those who believe and those who look to Yahweh, and that God has spoken to us in Jesus Christ as the promised Messiah. Apostle Paul said very early on, all the promises of God find their yes in him, find their amen in him. I think the question is that true or not? if God has spoken, has He spoken in Jesus Christ? And Scott, what I'd like to encourage you to do is to consider the claims that Christianity is making that maybe the Messiah has arrived.
Russell, I certainly have and have enjoyed reading your scriptures and understanding your understanding of the world, but it's not God's understanding to the Jewish people.
All right. What do you think? How do we share the gospel? How do we evangelize in a way that's loving, that's respectful, and it also is truthful? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Scott Hillman says that some of our Jewish friends are offended with the way we evangelize. How can we evangelize truthfully and lovingly? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about the blood of Christ. How do we talk about the blood of Jesus, about the atonement of Christ, about Jesus' role as Messiah and King with our Jewish friends and neighbors, especially at a time when we as Christians, most of us anyway, are saying, you know what, we want to support our Jewish friends in Israel right now as they're standing against terrorist attacks, but we also want to stand with the Jewish people all over the world and saying, we want to protect you from the greatest terrorist of all, the evil one, Satan, and the way that we want to protect you from him is not just through bullets and arms. We want to protect you by giving you the gospel that saves, the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And I think one of the things we need to really think about is what Scott Hillman said. I think really he said two things that all of us as Christians need to hear. One of them is when we're evangelizing, we need to evangelize in love. Now, I think he's wrong about Jews for Jesus and Chosen People Ministries and some of these other groups. I think they're really very honest, at least as far as I can see, about how they present the gospel. But really, I think we all need to think about that. When we're sharing the gospel, we need to make sure we're doing so in love and not because we're wanting an argument. And I think also has something very clear to say to us, which is when we're talking with our Jewish friends and neighbors, we need to do so as people who know the Bible, who know the Old Testament. I mean, after all, think about the way the Apostle Paul evangelized in the synagogues. He took the scriptures showing to them that Jesus is the Christ. And Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's a title. Christos, the anointed one, the Messiah. We need to be able to show how the Old Testament points us toward the new, which means we need to preach the Old Testament and not just preach moralism from the Old Testament. We need to preach Jesus from the Old Testament. What do you think? How should we share the gospel with our Jewish friends and neighbors without being jerks? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Chris on the line from Hampton, Virginia, listening on XM Radio. Chris, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad to.
I was calling because I disagreed with Mr. Scott. I wasn't sure about his last name. But
Hillman, yeah.
I'm Messianic Jewish.
Okay.
And we believe in keeping the Torah and the Sabbath and all of that, but we also believe that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Torah.
Okay.
And so when we were witnessed to, nobody ever made me feel bad about the fact that, you know, we were Jewish or whatnot. We just listened, and we totally could see that Jesus was, we call him Yeshua, that he was the Savior. And I'm grateful that somebody shared with us. I think part of the problem that he has is sometimes people try to Christianize it in the sense that they make it sound like you have to give up some of your Jewish roots.
Okay.
And I think that's probably where he's coming from, and I can understand that, but we've never felt that way. We found the synagogue, and we have a rabbi, and they teach us about Jesus just as much as we learn about the Torah or anything else.
So you still see yourself as Jewish, even though you follow Jesus as Messiah?
Yes, very much, yes.
All right. Well, Chris says somebody came by and shared the gospel with them, and they received Jesus as Messiah. She says, I'm still Jewish as I ever was, but I believe that God has given to us our Messiah in the Lord Jesus. How do you think that you would share the gospel with someone like Chris, with someone like Scott Hillman, with our Jewish friends that we have so much in common with, really, when you think about it, in so many ways. How would you share the gospel in a way that's not offensive? How do you communicate the fact that you're loving, even though you're saying, you know, we really want you to see your Messiah? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have Jay on the line in Lexington, Nebraska, listening on XM Radio. Jay, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Yes, sir. I thank you for taking my call. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to take your call.
Good.
What's your thought
good.
Today?
Is Scott there?
No, he's not.
He's not. Okay. Well, there's a few things. You know, I guess first and foremost is, you know, Jesus said that they will know us by our love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can't communicate in the full spirit of love, then I think it would be better if we just didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it becomes a case of confrontation, it's time to back off. Obviously, it's gone the wrong way.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you on that, Jay, because I think sometimes love is interpreted as confrontation, which is what's happening, after all, in the New Testament when the Apostle Paul is going from synagogue to synagogue. You have riots breaking out a lot of the time, but it's not because Paul was unloving. It's because he's standing up and saying, this Jesus is Lord and Christ, and that causes a really confrontational reaction often. I think what we need to be careful of is to make sure that when we cause a riot, the riot is caused by the proclamation of the gospel, and not because we're riotous, not because we're argumentative, not because we are personally offensive. And sometimes it's hard to walk that line. What I want to know from you is, how do you share the gospel? How do you think we as Christians ought to share the gospel with our Jewish friends in a way that they will hear our love for them and also see Jesus as Messiah? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Jews for Jesus. It's been going on for a long time. How do you communicate it? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Some people would say that's hate speech. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But I say it's just the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. And today I'm wanting to call our attention to our Jewish friends as we pray for the people of Israel right now. And as many of us stand up and say, you know what, Israel, we want you to win this battle against the terrorists standing against you. We also need to pierce behind that and say there's really an even more important issue here, and that is the fact that all of us, Jew and Gentile, are alienated from God, and God has given to us through the Jewish people a Messiah who alone can make us right with God through the shedding of his blood, and that is Jesus, the Messiah, a Jewish carpenter from Nazareth. And what I want to know from you is, how can we share the gospel with our Jewish friends in a way that they understand the kind of love that we have for Jews as well as Gentiles, the kind of love that the Apostle Paul expresses when he says in the book of Romans, how I wish that I could be cut off, that my kinsmen according to the flesh could be saved. How do we communicate that in our evangelism? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have Larry on the line, calling from Tampa, Florida, listening on WTBN. Larry, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hey, thank you very much. The way I would say, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and I would do it exactly the way they did it in the first century.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by showing them the prophecies of Jesus fulfilled. There's over 300 prophecies of fulfillment that Jesus did. Talk to him about Psalm 22. Talk to him about Daniel and how the timeline from the building of the wall of Jerusalem to the time when the Messiah would be anointed.
Uh-huh.
You know, the timeline's there. There can't be any other Messiah. There's too many prophecies. That's how they did it in the Old Testament. I think it'll work now. I mean, the first century, I think it'll work now.
Yeah, I think you're right, Larry. I think part of the problem is, though, frankly, that Christians aren't familiar enough with the Old Testament, and they aren't familiar with how the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus on the Emmaus Road says that all of the promises found their fulfillment in him. And frankly, often when you hear the Old Testament preached in our churches, it's often just, David was courageous, you be courageous. David took on his Goliaths, you take on your Goliaths, rather than showing how the kingship, how the priesthood, how the prophetic office, how all of these things found themselves in Jesus, how the covenants of promise were all fulfilled in Jesus. We're not hearing that enough from our pulpits. We're not hearing that enough in our Sunday school classes. And frankly, that leaves us very unprepared to show our Jewish friends how God keeps his promises. You know, Scott Hillman said, I believe in a promise-keeping God. And yeah, we do too. And we believe that God has kept those promises in Jesus the way he always said he would. But I'm afraid there are too many Christians who don't know that and who don't know how to communicate that, not just to Jewish people, but to Gentiles either. What do you think? How should we prepare ourselves to share the gospel with our Jewish friends in a way that's not personally offensive, in a way that communicates the love of a Messiah of peace? Give me a call at 877-8 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have Charlie on the line calling from Davenport, Iowa, listening on XM Radio. Charlie, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hey, Dr. Moore.
Hey.
I've read this, but I've never tried it, never had the opportunity. Is when you're talking to somebody you're trying to evangelize, point out Isaiah 53 and say, don't read it out of the Old Testament in English. Go home, read it yourself, and ask them, who does that sound like?
Who
could that possibly be? And
yeah.
Then once they read it and have hopefully a little understanding with the prompting of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to get no more discussion about it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Charlie. We see in the book of Acts that when you have the Ethiopian eunuch, I mean, this isn't a Jewish person. This is an Ethiopian who is reading the Hebrew scriptures, and his immediate question is, who is the author talking about? We need to be prepared to show people, look at Isaiah 53. You have the servant of the Lord, the Israel of God, suffering. It pleases God to bruise him, the text says. He has the iniquities of us all laid upon him. And you get to the end, and you have this person vindicated. You have this person who is triumphant in his victory. How can that be? Well, I think the way that can be is an empty tomb. And we need to be able to honestly talk about this, showing how you can't even understand Isaiah 53 or any of the rest of the Old Testament without understanding Jesus Christ. What do you think? How can you communicate the gospel to our Jewish friends, to your neighbors? You have a Jewish coworker. You have a Jewish neighbor. You have a Jewish friend who stops by. How do you communicate the gospel in a way that says, you know what, I'm not an anti-Semite. I don't hate you as a Jewish person. As a matter of fact, I love you, and I think the most loving thing I can do for you is to point you to a Messiah. 877-893-8255. We have Frank on the line who's listening on WTBN in Tampa, Florida. Frank, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
The very nature of the gospel offends people.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not people of God, if they're not God's people, they will be offended and they will go away being offended. So the motivation of trying not to offend people, I don't see that in Scripture. I see we're to proclaim the gospel, we're to do it boldly, and God's people will hear his voice through truth. So I think that's where the watered-down gospel comes in, when people are trying to sugarcoat it. And basically, we are all sinners. There's nothing in us that can save us. There's only Jesus Christ can save us through his perfect atonement.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand that they are lost and they are sinners, and that's going to offend people. People don't want to know they're sinners. I don't care if they're Jewish or atheist or whatever religion, they're going to be offended when you tell them that, but that's what we have to tell them. And that's when the Holy Spirit convicts them of their sin.
Yeah.
If they're God's people, they will come and embrace it, and if they're not, they'll be offended, and they'll probably will hate us.
Yeah, Frank, I agree with you that we need to share the gospel truthfully, and we need to proclaim sin and redemption from sin. But I do think we need to be careful to make sure that we're understood to love people as we're proclaiming that gospel. I think that's the New Testament pattern. You have Jesus standing up saying some very harsh things, but he also is weeping over Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks. I think that kind of broken heart needs to be communicated from Christians as we share the gospel with Jews, with Gentiles, with everyone. What do you think? How do we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our Jewish friends without being offensive personally, but being offensive with the gospel? 877-893-8255. Give me a call. This is Russell Moore. This is the Albert Mohler Program. Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about that promise that God made to Abraham, a promise that you will be father of many nations. And we, of course, confess and believe today that that happened through the son of Abraham, Jesus of Nazareth, in whom all of us who are believers, we're in him. We're hidden in Christ. We stand before God as children of Abraham, not because of our genetic material, not because of anything that we have, but simply because of one Jewish man who is also our God. And today we're talking about how do you communicate that to Jewish people in a way that is effective and loving and truthful. And we have John on the line who's listening on WHCB in Greenville, Tennessee. John, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad to.
What I have got from the scriptures on this when witnessing to Jews and or any other religious group is we have to present to them the disease before we present the gospel, just like a doctor would present. He wouldn't tell you the antidote before telling you what kind of sickness you had.
Uh-huh.
And Solomon said this, the wisest man in the world, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Then in the New Testament, we have to look at Christ. How did he use this? He talked to the rich young ruler, and he actually used the law, but he also... we have that insider, a person's conscience.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to present the law before someone, go through the Ten Commandments with them. Then they will realize that, hey, you know, I have broken these commandments, at least one. And then Christ said, you know, if you've broken one, you're guilty of all.
Yeah, well, John, I think you're right that the conscience, the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1 and Romans 2, that conscience indicts all of us, both Jews and Gentiles. We're all lawbreakers. We all need a Messiah. We all need a Savior. And when we're talking to Jewish people and when we're talking to Gentile people, our friends and our neighbors, we do need to make very clear we're not just sinners and lawbreakers. We know we are. We know we need something, someone, some place of refuge. Right now, while we're praying for our Jewish friends and our Palestinian friends across the seas as they're seeking bomb shelters and they're thinking about war, let's remember to be praying not just for physical safety. Let's pray for Jews and Arabs and Palestinians and the entire world to turn to a Jewish Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, and confess Jesus is Lord. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.